This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
As more politicians and policymakers debate how to open up cities and states, questions about medical risk versus economic concerns dominate these discussions. But there is another risk that deserves to be considered, mental health risks. The consequences of an economic shutdown spill over into the mental health arena. First, let's dismiss one statistic that has been floating around since the 2015 movie The Big Short. Brad Pitt plays the character Ben Rickett, who warns two investment bankers that when every 1% unemployment goes up, 40,000 people die. It's an alarming statistic, but very questionable. The basis for this percentage goes back to research in the 1970s and has been challenged. You know, when more than 20 million Americans have filed for unemployment, you can see that we are headed towards something that looks like the Great Depression. One Federal Reserve economist grimly predicted that unemployment could reach 32%. Let's hope that that economic model is way off. What are the risks? You find slightly different numbers that are within a small range. The National Bureau of Economic Research found that with every 1% increase in unemployment, there was a 1% increase in suicides and a 3.6% increase in overdose deaths, while another study found 3.3% increase. An analysis by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that the death rate for Americans aged 25 to 44 rose by 8% from 2010 through 2015. They concluded that the financial crisis did not create the opioid epidemic, but accelerated it through other deaths of despair. While we are considering the medical risks and financial costs, we must also keep in mind the mental risk as well. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.